This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is taking part in the 6th Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC Summit at Bangkok in Thailand. The theme of the BIMSTEC Summit is BIMSTEC, Prosperous, Resilient and Open. The Bangkok Vision 2030 will be adopted at the summit, and the report of the BIMSTEC Eminent Persons Group will also be endorsed to chart the future direction of BIMSTEC. Prime Minister Modi met the Senior General of Myanmar, Min Aung Hlaing, on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok this morning. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he once again expressed condolences on the loss of lives and damage of property in the wake of the recent earthquake in Myanmar. Prime Minister Modi reached Bangkok yesterday on a two-day visit to Thailand. He held bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart, Pen Tong Tan Shinawatra. The two leaders reviewed the entire range of bilateral cooperation between India and Thailand. They discussed ways to further strengthen political exchanges, defense and security partnership, strategic engagement, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met former Prime Minister of Thailand, Thaksin Shinawatra. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described his meeting with him as delightful. He added that Mr. Shinawatra has extensive experience in matters relating to governance and policy making. After attending BIMSTEC summit in Thailand, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sri Lanka later in the day in the second leg of his two-nation tour. During the three-day state visit, Mr. Modi will hold bilateral talks with President Anura Kumara Dissanayake. The Parliament has adopted a statutory resolution confirming imposition of President's rule in Manipur, with the Rajya Sabha giving its nod early this morning. The statutory resolution is related to the proclamation issued by the President on the 13th of February this year under Article 356(1) of the Constitution in relation to Manipur. The Lok Sabha has already approved it. Replying to a debate on the resolution, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that since November last year, no violence was reported in Manipur. He also rejected the opposition's allegation that the President's rule was imposed in the state due to the failure in handling the situation.
जब किसी ने भी सरकार के गठन का दावा नहीं किया, इसलिए शून्यावकाश की अवस्था में राष्ट्रपति शासन डालने का निर्णय किया। इस तरह से कहना कि राष्ट्रपति शासन इसलिए डाला गया कि समस्या संभलती नहीं। राष्ट्रपति शासन 13 फरवरी को डाला गया, नवंबर में जीरो हिंसा, दिसंबर में जीरो हिंसा, जनवरी में जीरो हिंसा, मार्च 13 तक भी जीरो हिंसा और उसके बाद से आज तक भी जीरो हिंसा.
Earlier, the Parliament had passed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it in the wee hours today. Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, announced that the bill has been approved with 128 members voting in favour of it, while 95 members voting against the legislation.
Ayes 128. Abstention zero. The bill is passed.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the passage of the Waqf Amendment Bill and the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill by both Houses of Parliament marks a watershed moment in the government's collective quest for socio-economic justice, transparency and inclusive growth. Veteran actor and director Manoj Kumar passed away in Mumbai this morning. He was 87. The legendary Bollywood actor was well known by his nickname Bharat Kumar for his patriotic films. He was a recipient of prestigious Padma Shri and Dada Saheb Phalke Award for his immense contribution to Indian cinema for decades. Born as Hari Krishna Giri Goswami, Kumar has shaped the narrative of patriotic movies in Bollywood and delivered classics like Upkar in 1967, Kranti in 1981 and Purab aur Paschim in 1970.
तुम्हें वापस जाने का ख्याल कैसे आया? इंडिया से स्टूडेंट्स यहाँ आते हैं, पढ़कर यहीं रह जाते हैं, यहीं काम करते हैं।
जो लोग यहाँ आके बस जाते हैं, वो ये क्यों नहीं सोचते कि उन पे सबसे पहला अधिकार उस देश का है जिसने पाल पोस के उन्हें बड़ा किया। जब एक आदमी पढ़ लिख के यहाँ काम करने लगता है ना, यहाँ दो हाथ और एक दिमाग बढ़ जाता है, लेकिन वहाँ घट जाता है।
And that is the end of this news bulletin.